Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Leonard just put down his baseball bat and his stiletto, and the whole, it's all going to be okay now. With U.S. Census forms going out in the mail this month, we will be doing a lot of census coverage on WNYC. But let's go back to 1905. The WNYC archivist, Andy Lancet, came up with, believe it or not, this bit of audio from a 1905 comedy routine about a census taker and a woman he visits at her home.
When, what do you want,
I don't lose your excitement, I'm taking the census. What's your name?
Desdemona Mulcahy.
Desdemona Mulcahy. How old are you?
I was.
Never mind how old you was, how old are you now?
I've seen about 24 summers.
You've seen them?
Yes.
How long were you blind?
I was never blind.
Shut up. Are you married or sensible?
I married.
Have you a husband?
Yes.
Is he living?
Yes.
What for?
What?
What's he living for?
I don't know.
All right. That from the WNYC archives from 1905. Was that typical of American humor at that time? But you can hear the full recording and more census historical audio on our blog at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. And all this week at this time, we will talk briefly to William Fry, the Washington Post correspondent, about his article, Five Myths About the 2010 Census and the U.S. Population. Today, myth number one. Immigration is the biggest force behind the nation's racial and ethnic diversity. Hey, William, thanks for doing this all week.
Oh, I'm very pleased to do it. That was hilarious, by the way.
That was pretty funny.
I'm going to go on the web to look at some more.
Great. So myth number one, immigration is the biggest force behind the nation's racial and ethnic diversity. Not true?
Well, it's a little bit of a sleight of hand. What's really true is that if immigration stopped today, we would continue to become more diverse. That is, we would have a higher share of non-whites in the population, and that would increasingly go up if you just plugged in regular, you know, mortality and fertility rates for the existing population that lives here now. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that whites are older. They had lower fertility for a long time, and the people who are really growing in terms of producing and reproducing are minorities, especially the Hispanic population. So, you know, we could stop immigration here, and by 2050, there would be minority-majority young children population in the United States. So, and as I say, it's a little bit of a sleight of hand because we are going to continue to have immigration and we'll become even more diverse than that. But if it stopped, we would still become a highly diverse country. And large parts of the country, including New York City and four states and a whole bunch of metropolitan areas, are already majority-minority, and they're going to even become more so.
And you point out that four states plus D.C. are already majority non-white. Do you have it on the top of your head? Which states?
Well, Hawaii, New Mexico, Texas, and California are the ones that this last decade, California became majority minority with the 2000 census, and Texas, it's estimated, is majority minority. We'll know that for sure when the census gets taken.
And what do you look forward to learning from this year's census about not only the size but also the dispersal of immigrants or other diverse groups?
Well, I think we're going to see, I think we're going to really be shocked when we see the dispersal of not just Hispanics in general, but different nationalities of Hispanics, Salvadorians, Guatemalans, as well as Mexicans. This shocked people in 2000 that, for example, North Carolina had such a huge gain in Hispanics. Now we're going to see it in the Midwest, the Upper Great Plains, places that you never thought you would have a lot of new immigrants. And it's the economy that's driven a lot of people there, and it's more people are accepting the immigrant minority, especially the Hispanic immigrant minority population.
You also cite in your article a stat about mixed-race Americans. What do you look to there?
Well, in 2000, we had the very first census question allowing people to identify themselves with two or more races. About 2.4% of the population did that. Some people thought it was much smaller than it might be. And I think here again we're going to be surprised. People are, you know, this is your own self-identification. And I think a lot of people, up until they had a chance to write that down on a census form, may not have thought of themselves as mixed race. And I think over the last 9-10 years, even more people are going to have that identification. So, it may go up to 4-5% of the population. Of course, much higher in these diverse states that we talked about before.
All right. Well, we look forward to, of course, the results. And we look forward to you, William Fry from the Washington Post, joining us.
Just a correction, if I may. I'm with the Brookings Institution.
Oh, you published
this. Washington Post to get a bad rap from
Okay, so you're with Brookings, but this is a February 14th, so forgive me, February 14th Washington Post piece that you published, right?
Yeah.
5 myths about the 2010 census and the U.S. population. We just did the first one. Immigration is the biggest force behind the nation's racial and ethnic diversity. Tomorrow we will talk about myth number 2, that the country is getting uniformly older. So we'll talk to you in about 24 hours.
Sure, looking forward to it.
William Fry from Brookings, writing in the Washington Post. Thank you very much. And Leonard Lopate, coming up right after the news with Todd Bowers, the Deputy Police Director for Government Affairs for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, on many interesting things. So Leonard Lopate right after the news on WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org. That'll be Leonard, fundraiser free.